The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Anna Squires to serve at 23-20. Service across. Picked up by Neville. Pass back to the middle. A free ball coming across from Roth. Mesbarger to Prasoski. Oprecht goes with a left-hand kill. Callie Oprecht with number six, and it is match point. Kearney Catholic.
Tonight, it's a top 10 Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars host the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Benton on the attack, overpassed right back over to Central Catholic, and Herbeck will try it through the double team. Emily Herbeck, her second kill.
The two-time defending state champion Stars continue to roll, winning their first 11 matches of the season and dropping only one set along the way. Grand Island Central Catholic is 11-4, but 3-3 in the last six matches, and nothing would right the ship like snapping Kearney Catholic's winning streak. It's the Crusaders and Stars coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will take you live to Coke Gymnasium in Kearney with sports director Doug Duda, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It's Tuesday Night Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A late start tonight because the JV and reserve games each went three sets, but we are ready for top 10 varsity action. Always a good battle when Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic get together. What a change we've seen here over the last decade for Kearney Catholic. The Crusaders were the mountain that they climbed for a number of years. And once they finally ascended that mountain, they have stayed there. And now Grand Island Central Catholic has went a while without being able to beat the Stars. They try to change that here tonight. They come in at 11-4. Kearney Catholic is 11-0. And obviously both teams have been pretty well tested here in the first month of the regular season. So about the second half of the season is upon us. We're a couple of weeks away from getting the conference tournaments underway. The Lou Platte Conference Tournament begins on the 13th of October, and the Centennial Conference Tournament is the weekend before that down in Omaha on the 9th and 11th for Grand Island Central Catholic. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Of course, a lot of folks paying attention to what is going on in Kansas City tonight. We will do that throughout our broadcast as well. Remember that the Royals are currently airing with Oakland on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and ESPN 1460 and 1550. And some offense right away in the first inning for Oakland. A two-run home run with two outs in the first inning give them the 2-0 lead on Brandon Moss's two-run home run, but the Royals do get one back in the bottom of the first inning. So it's 2-1 as they go to the top of the second inning with a one man on and one out in the top of the second. A's 2 and Royals 1. We're going to take a break and be back with more starting lineups and getting you ready for tonight's varsity volleyball action between the Stars and the Crusaders right after this.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Come to B&B Carpet for the Mohawks Anniversary Sale happening now. We have selected carpet styles at 50% off. These are carpets that have been introduced just for Mohawk Floorscape stores for the customers that know value and enjoy customer service. What a time for great flooring and savings. Visit the family of B&B in Donovan for Mohawks Anniversary Sale going on now.
Along with our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back with you at Coke Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. Want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the fine folks here for their hospitality. And there is a good crowd on hand tonight. The Pep Band's here, so you know that means it's an extra big game. For Kearney Catholic, 11-0, only dropping one set, and they really kind of went deep in their bench in that set that they lost at Adams Central the first week of the season. But some of the top games and top teams that they have beaten already this season include Hastings St. Cecilia in the finals of the Kearney Catholic Tournament, the battle of defending state champions. They swept St. Cecilia. That's still St. Cecilia's only loss. They also were a winner over Sutton, who is still 12-2 in Class C2. They beat Minden. They beat Gothenburg, both preseason state rated. And then their last match out, they swept Wood River. Coming up next, they will be heading on a Thursday night to Donovan for a Luplat Conference Triangular with Donovan Trumbull and Ord. Ord still is ranked. Donovan Trumbull has fallen out of the rankings, although they were in the preseason top 10 and, of course, have a Division I volleyball recruit that is headed to Wichita State. And then they'll definitely be challenged on Saturday when they travel to Columbus and the SCOTUS Columbus Classic. So Kearney Catholic changing their schedule. There's always something new on it, it seems, each and every year. They didn't go to Beatrice this year, but they are going to Columbus, and we'll see how that all pans out for them. So a busy week starts tonight here with Grand Island Central Catholic. For the Crusaders, after going 2-1 in the Holdridge Invitational, falling to St. Paul, they beat Alliance and they beat Ravenna. They will have a week off before hosting Adams Central and then going into the Centennial Conference Tournament. And then really the rest of their schedule is very favorable. After that Centennial Conference Tournament, you look at a schedule that probably the Crusaders most years would run. They play a Sterling team in D1. They've changed that up a little bit. They had a chance to play some other teams in the past like that. They've got Heartland Lutheran added to their schedule for the last game of the year, D2, but they're moving into the top 10. So coming up next, just Adams Central in the conference tournament here for GICC. We will take a break and look at the starting lineups right after this on the Classic Hits 98.9 New Tech C pregame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meats, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest variety at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The service rotation for Grand Island Central Catholic begins with number 3, a 5'7 junior outside hitter, Sadie Gehring. Number 15, a 5'10 junior middle hitter, Darren Wilman. Number 11, 5'8 junior center, Laura Lowry. Number 14, 5'10 senior outside hitter, Emma Benton. Number 9, 5'8 junior middle hitter, Lauren Webb. And number 6, a 5'8 junior outside hitter, Emily Herbeck. The libero is number 1, a 5'6 senior, Katie Golka. The head coach of the Crusaders is the winningest coach in the history of Nebraska volleyball, Sharon Zavala, now 907 victories in her career. Brittany Rail is her assistant. For Kearney Catholic, number 10 is a 5'5 senior, Allie Prasoski. Number 17, 5'7 senior, Paige Herbert. Number 8, 5'9 senior, Callie Oprick. Number 6, a 5'9 junior, Maddie Squires. Number 4 is a 5'6 senior, Whitney Colling. Number 9, 5'11 sophomore, Anna Squires. And the libero, number 23, is 5'5 senior, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. Kearney Catholic is the 2-time defending state champion, ranked number 1 in Class C1 with a record of 11-0. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Gifts, flowers, greeting cards, balloons. Roses for You is your one source for special gifts for special occasions and special people. Chocolate fountains, wedding decorations, party supplies, meeting and event decor. Roses for You is your one source for helping your event run smoothly, leaving you more time to enjoy it. Call Roses for You for floral and gift deliveries throughout the Tri-Cities. Call Roses for You for your next event. Call Roses for You, South Locust, Grand Island, and at rosesforyou.com.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And welcome back to the New Tank Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. A little bit of volleyball action going on in the area tonight that has already concluded, including Hastings St. Cecilia beating Heartland in straight sets this evening. That's about the only matchup of area teams. A lot of duels tonight, not quite as many triangulars on the schedule. Kearney High and Norfolk are playing at Lincoln East. Grand Island is hosting Lincoln Southwest. Hastings is hosting York. Also tonight in some top duels, Minden is at Holdridge. Central City is at St. Paul. And undefeated Ansley Litchfield is in Callaway to take on South Loop. Cozad, Harvard, Kennesaw, they're all hosting triangulars tonight. You've been listening to the New Tank Seed pregame show. New Tank Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tank Seed dealer near you. We're about ready to get things underway with Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. Top 10 volleyball coming your way next on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska National Land Bank, member FDIC. The Kearney Catholic Stars will be in their green and gold and the traveling blue for light blue, Grand Island Central Catholic, with the black and dark navy blue. Call it Columbia Blue Light. More of a Royals look. It looks like the Royals and A's out there tonight. And it's 2-1, Kansas City trailing in the bottom of the second. And winning the toss will be Grand Island Central Catholic, so Sadie Gehring will serve it away first. Best of five. And again, because the JV and reserves both went three sets, real late to our varsity start here tonight. And we are ready to get things underway, though. Should be a good one. Gehring to serve it up. Kearney Catholic will drop three back here on serve receive. It'll be calling Maddie Squires and the libero, Studi. Whistle has been blown to start play, and across it comes. Deep middle to calling. Good pass, Prasoski. Sets middle. Oprick first swing is down and good, and the Stars are on the board with the Cali Oprick kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic, and Allie Prasoski, who has taken over the setter duties this year. That was really the big loss off last year. Shayla Connor down at Washburn University, and they needed to find someone. And Coach Connor has really, early in the season, tinkered a little bit, but Prasoski has settled in. As Prasoski serves it across, and Benton will take it to the attack. She's blocked up front by Prasoski. Crusaders dig, bring it right side. It tips the net by Willman and goes across. Free ball returned by Studi. Dug out there by Golka. Pass to the outside. Too close to the net. It's a free ball hammered down by the Stars, and Maddie Squires will take the overpass down. 2-0, Kearney Catholic. Prasoski to serve. Benton, by the way, for Central Catholic earlier this year, broke the school record, a storied program, 32 kills in that tough 18-16 fifth set loss to SCOTUS. Back over to the Stars, Paige Herbert's first swing, angle, down and good. And the Stars are coming off, firing on cylinders, every one of them in the first 3 points, and Grand Island Central Catholic down 3-0. Crusaders look to turn it around, pick up a point here, served down the middle to Herbeck. Stays in the back row, and Benton has to pass it across. So a little shaky start for the Crusaders. Short set middle. Squires on the quick. Down and good. Kearney Catholic 4 and Grand Island Central Catholic nothing. And a quick timeout. You're not going to see it any quicker than that from Coach Sharon Zavala. Timeout on the floor here in Game 1. Stars 4, Crusaders nothing. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Well, a quick 4-0 start here for Kearney Catholic has made the Crusaders call timeout as Prasoski serves it away. The pass almost takes Lowry into the net. It's returned free ball again for the Stars. Set outside, Herbert rolls it over the double block, picked up by Golka in the back row. Set outside for Benton. She'll drive it down for the Crusaders. First point. Emma Benton. Side out, GICC. And back to serve it away will be Madison Liske. She comes in, serves, plays that back row, a little mini jump serve, floats it right down the line, a tough one. Colling picks it up, but it stays there. Has to be passed across, very short. And coming up to get it is Herbeck. Set it to the outside, Benton from the 10-foot line, rolls it across the Studi. Prasoski, short set middle, Oprek, big swing, nails the back line. Second kill for Oprek. Central Catholic playing pretty far off the back line. There was a good 4 or 5 feet behind them, and it settled in there for the Stars point. 5-1, Paige Herbert to serve. And Herbert, couple of hops, fires it right down the middle. Picked up there by Gehring. Set on a slide, right side, and cutting it wide is going to be Lauren Webb. Kearney Catholic 6-1 here in the early going. A few errors for GICC. So they need to settle in here. Once they do, they'll be able to hang right with Kearney Catholic or maybe force them into some errors. Served down the middle again to Gehring. Here is the set by Lowry. Benton on the near side will terminate. Emma Benton with 2 kills for the GICC. 2 points. Side out. And the setter, Laura Lowry, to go back and serve it away. And the serve down the left side. Shundoff has checked in. They set it back to her. She'll drive it off the double block. Dug out of the net by Webb. Benton has to pass it across, almost behind the antenna. Prasoski goes right side. Short tip across by Squires. Bump set to the outside of the lefty for Central Catholic. Emily Herbeck takes it out of bounds. A little deep. Point, Kearney Catholic, 7-2 with the jump serve of Morgan Studi coming up. She's got her own fans section over there wearing all blue with the snowball signs as Benton takes the attack across to the outside. Shunned off. She goes far corner. Popped up there with the two hands, and they'll get it to Benton. Nice placement, but Studi got down low to dig it up. Slide right side. Maddie Squires will terminate. They had to watch Anna coming down the middle. Prasoski set it back, and Maddie drives it home. 8-2 Stars, game one. Studi getting ready for her second serve. Even though only 10 points have been played, man, it really, really looks like a big advantage early for Kearney Catholic. Overpass on the serve. Stars on the free ball. Squires right side. Big swing block. and she passes it back out of bounds. Nice block up front by Benton and Webb. And a side out for GICC. Now Benton goes to the back row to serve. This is kind of where they've got into a little bit of trouble of scoring. So that does not bode well, but an ace serve will help them out. First serve for Emma Benton is worth an ace. 8-4, Kearney Catholic. Game one, best of five. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve another tough one. Maddie Squires goes to get that one. Set it outside, shut off. Double over the double block with the tip. Dug out by Lowry. Outside attack is terminated by Sadie Gehring. The outside hitter gives Central Catholic three straight. As we said, they don't usually stay in a funk very long, either one of these teams. And Benton has a chance to get him right back in this one. Emma serve. Back corner to Squires. Close to the net, a one-hand tip up there by Prasoski. Blocked back at him by Webb. Back row attack by Studi. Got a good swing for the libero, and she'll terminate. Not very many liberos, regardless of class, can you count on to get you some kills because of the rules, but Studi is definitely one of those that can. Side out, and Michelle Messbarger will come to serve it away. Serves across, ties up Golka, stays in the back row, passed across by Webb. Kearney Catholic tries to go quick. Anna Squires straight down. First kill for Anna. That's the eighth kill already for the Stars. 10-5, Kearney Catholic. And Messbarger to serve. And a good topspin serve. Handled there by Gehring. Set it outside Webb. The lefty is down and good. First kill for Lauren. Fourth kill for the Crusaders. Side out here, Central Catholic, and back to serve it away will be Lauren Webb. Top of the third, it's still A's 2, Royals 1 in the American League wildcard on ESPN, 1460 in the breeze, 94.5. Serve across, Anna Squires, middle attack, and it stays inside the line. Central Catholic bench stood up there and then sat back down real quick. So Anna with her second kill, and the Stars continue to do what they've done in the first 11 matches, spread the ball around, get a lot of people involved, already five different Stars with a kill, and Whitney Colling re-enters to serve. And the lefty just got it across there, dug out to the outside, Gehring over the block, down and good. Sadie with her second kill, and we're starting to see some pretty high-quality volleyball, not a lot of long rallies because it's so crisp on serve-receive, and Jennifer Sitt comes in. Jenny, a 5'4 junior. Two steps in the serve. Down the middle to Messbarger. Prasoski dumps it across, and it's going to work. No, good dig. And run down by Golka. Free ball comes across. Outside Herbert. She rolls it across, and Gehring's up off the floor to get it. Now they set her on the outside, and Sadie finishes. Good point for the Crusaders. Gehring was a big part of saving the ball on the defensive side and is rewarded with her third kill. Sent to go again. After being down six early, they can cut it back to two. There's the set. Middle Anna Squires blocked up front by Gehring. Dug out there by Colling. Back row, Messbarger on the swing. That time it's off the block of Darren Willman and good. Michelle Messbarger, she'll get a kill. 12-8. Kearney Catholic by four after jumping out 4-0. It's kind of evened itself out since then. Anna Squires now will serve it away to complete the opening rotation across to Benton. Slide right side. Willman is deep and out of bounds. 13-8 Stars. First set, best of five. Top 10 matchup here on Classic Hits, and Anna miss hit that one into the net. So our first service error of the match. Anna will come out. Studi back in as the libero. And Sadie Gehring to serve it away here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and that means Benton rotates back into the front row. Down the middle to Messbarger. Set off the net. Here comes Herbert. She'll go far corner. Good up by Golka. They get a bump set out there to Benton. Couldn't get much on it, but it stays in the back row for the Stars. And it has to be set across by Colling. It was close to being out, but it had to be played by Golka. Good set outside Benton. She'll finish. Emma Benton with her third kill. Side out Crusaders. Waiting for that next little push. They're getting a couple at a time, trying to get three or four to get things caught up here. Stars go outside Herbert again from the left angle. And from the front left, she is deep and out of bounds. Stars with an error. Point for Gehring. Central Catholic used the timeout very early in the match. Kearney Catholic hasn't had to think about it yet. Serve back corner, picked up there by Messbarger to Herbert again. Angle attack, and it's going to work. Two of the Central Catholic defenders in Golka and Gehring both went after it, and it kind of bounced off both of them and shot away from their teammates. So Herbert with her second kill. And Allie Prusoski will serve it away. Short down the left side to Benton. Here is the set back to Emma. Off the double block, one arm up in the back row by Studi. A scramble to pass it back over, and the Stars miscommunicate, and it falls. They tried to do too much with that one. They thought they could get a swing out of it, and then that left them a little bit out of system. And back over to the Crusaders. Maddie Liske is in. Clipped the tape over the middle. Studi makes a clean dig. High bump set to Maddie Squires. Comes near corner deep and out of bounds. And it's a one-point game. 14-13. Crusaders have cut it from 6-1. And we're only halfway home here in the first set. Liske flies this one into the back corner to Colling. Now to the right side. Has to be tipped across by Herbert. Here's the set by Lowry. Benton on a swing. Down and good. And we are knotted up at 14. How about that? GICC is on a 6-1 run. And timeout, Kearney Catholic. It is 14-14. Game one between the Crusaders and Stars. And you're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Keeping you up to date on what's going on in Kansas City. It was 2-1 A's at the end of one, and now the Royals are batting in the bottom of the third inning with a man on second and Mike Moustakas and one out. Royals trail 2-1. The game is on ESPN, 1460, 1550 AM, and The Breeze, 94.5. FM, and may I recommend The Breeze. That's the Royals broadcast team. Serving the cross by Sadie Gehring, and, or excuse me, by Madison Liske. Back over Stars, set close to the net, but Benton rattles it off the block of Oprick and Squires, and Central Catholic has taken the lead at 15-14. Benton with her fifth kill. And Liske stays at the service line. They were down 13-8. Serve across, Prusoski slides middle. There's Oprek to terminate. Callie with her third kill. Ball back over to the Stars. We are knotted up at 15. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. Thursday, we'll have a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Pleasanton. And we hope you can join us for that, getting underway at 5 o'clock as Herbert's serve is down the middle to Gehring. Set Benton on the outside. She'll take a half tip across and one arm up that time to keep it alive by Kylie Teal, who's entered, but it threw Kearney Catholic off. Should have been a simple pass across, but again, they were trying to do a little too much and couldn't get it back over. 16-15 Crusaders. And the center, Laura Lowry, fires it deep middle to Studi. There's a slide, Maddie Squires right side over the double block. The dig is made by Golka. Central Catholic gets it to Benton from the 10-foot line. Great angle. Pass back into the net. Stars can't do anything with it. 7-6 now for Benton. 17-15. Grand Island Central Catholic. Not only are they just trying to win a set, they are clicking after a very slow start. And a near ace. This might be four hits. It ricocheted off Herbert's arms and then her forehead, but they let it go. Slide to Oprek, and she is blocked up front by Benton. And it has drastically turned here at Cope Gymnasium. Grand Island Central Catholic is on a 10-2 run, and they lead at 18-15. Each team with a timeout remaining. Lowry with the serve. Studi to Prasoski. She tries to dump it over. Picked up. Benton has to roll it back. Prasoski this time goes middle. Oprek takes it off the single block. Down and good. Callie with her team-high fourth kill. She'll rotate out. Anna Squires will rotate in. Studi will go back to serve it away. 18-16, Grand Island Central Catholic. Jump serve, Studi. A lot of top spin on that one. Golko with a good pass, though, to Lowry. On the outside, had to be tipped across against Benton. Studi digs it to the outside. Teal, near side kill. First swing for Kylie Teal is down and good. Seven different stars have a kill here in the first set, compared to just three for Grand Island Central Catholic. But the Crusaders still have 11 kills, six of those from Benton. They've got a couple of ace blocks. The Stars don't. Studi jump serve. Handled again by Lowry. Bump set to Benton from the 10-foot line. To Herbert. Overpass. Free ball above the net. Down and good. Lauren Webb. Stars have made a couple of mistakes here that are not normal, and it's led to easy Crusader points, and they know how to take advantage as Benton now goes back to serve. She has the only ace serve so far this first set. Rocks it over to Studi. Set on the outside, Teal over the double block on the angle. Dug out by Benton, stays in the back row. Set to Gehring. She'll get a good swing. Picked up by Herbert in the back row. Prasoski sets Teal again, front left. She'll dump it into the net. Point Grand Island Central Catholic. 20-17, Crusaders. Kearney Catholic has only dropped one set all year, and most people would tell you that's because they played their second team. Here's a pass that is... or serve across that is passed into the net. We're going to call that an ace serve for Benton. Timeout called by Kearney Catholic. With the score, Grand Island Central Catholic 21 and Kearney Catholic 17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Well, for the first time this season, the Kearney Catholic Stars face a little bit of adversity. Grand Island Central Catholic 21, Kearney Catholic 17 to the first set. Emma Benton to serve it away again, coming off that ace serve. And the Stars' final timeout. Benton across to Maddie Squires. Prasoski sets middle. Anna Squires wants to unload. Dug out the back row. Here comes Central Catholic to Gehring. And she'll hit the antenna. Set was a little wide in front of our up official. And of all the errors we saw from Central Catholic, they were all early. When they fell behind 8-2, there were some errors in there. Now, they're a lot more crisp, and that's why they're up 21-18. Serve by Michelle Messbarger. Across to Gehring. Oh, passes way off the mark. Golka runs it down. Free ball across to the Stars. Here's Prasoski. Short set, Anna Squires, termination. And that looked a little bit more like what we saw in the first 7 or 8 points of the match. 21-19. Central Catholic still up by 2. And you've got to feel if they want to pull the upset, they cannot let this lead get away. Here is Herbeck, the lefty. One arm up in the back row by Messbarger. It's going to have to be knocked across by Studi. Got a good swing on it to Benton. Here's Lowry setting middle. The attack is across by Webb. Good dig in the back row by Herbert. Outside attack by Teal is deep. Attack error. Point for Grand Island Central Catholic. Lauren Webb, 3 points away from game one. Stars set 3 back defensively. And Webb's serve is deep and out of bounds. That is the first service error by the Crusaders, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. 22-20. And Whitney Colling will come in to serve it away. One of the many seniors on this Kearney Catholic squad. Stars need a couple to tie it as we're deep into game one. The lefty flies it across to Benton. Bump set to the outside. Gehring will set it across with the 10-foot line. Calling to Prasoski. Slide Anna Squires. Front right, down and good. Cut it back towards the middle. There is an opening in the 5-hole. And Anna Squires able to drive it home for her 4th kill. Kearney Catholic has scored four of the last five, and a timeout called by Grand Island Central Catholic. So all the timeouts have been used up in game one. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 22, Kearney Catholic 21 here on Classic Hits.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
The Kansas City Royals have just taken a 3-2 lead over Oakland in the third. As we come back to action here, Whitney Collins serving it for the Stars, trying to tie it up. They're down 22-21. Central Catholic goes outside. Herbeck, soft lefty across to Mesbarger. Set middle, Anna Squires. And it's overpassed out of bounds by the Crusaders on the big swing from the sophomore, Anna Squires. And we are tied at 22. So it's a race to three, and you got to win by two, so let's see what happens. Stars have tied it. Now who will be in the lead? Pass a little off the mark on the serve. A high bump set to Gehring. She'll have to just roll it across, tipped over by Prasoski. Benton with an overpass, free ball at the net. Anna Squires slaps at it, passed into the net. Central Catholic's able to get it out of the net and over to Colling. To the outside, Herbert. Herbert on the angle. It's dug out by Benton. Chance here for the Crusaders. Gehring from the 10-foot line. Lofted it over. Chance for the Stars. Short set out of Squires. Straight down. And Kearney Catholic regains the lead. Both teams had their opportunities there on that crucial 23rd point. And Whitney Colling has served three in a row. Stars 23, Crusaders 22. Now can the blue of GICC pick something up here? Right at Benton. Lowry sets. In the middle, they go to Willman. Off the tape, it popped up. Stars able to dig it. Herbert on the angle attack. Dug out by Benton. Here's a set. Gehring for the left side. Big swing. Colling with the dig. Stays in the back row. Prasoski high bump set to Herbert. She'll get high and tip it down. Game point, Kearney Catholic. It was 21-17 Crusaders. The Stars are on a 7-1 run. But it's not over. Crusaders just need to get it back here, and they'll have a serve for the tie. Colling, short serve, passed into the net. Free ball, tap right back at the Crusaders. Joust at the net, and it's won by the Crusaders. No, it's won by the Stars. Won by the Stars, and Anna Squires is able to get the tip and get the kill. And that is the end of game number one. Grand Island Central Catholic had Kearney Catholic on the ropes, but could not finish it off. And it's the Stars 25, the Crusaders 22. We'll be back with the first set numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers that we had in the opening set. First of all, for Grand Island Central Catholic, Jenny Sin had one service point, Sadie Gehring two service points and three kills. Madison Liske had three service points. Lauren Webb, an ace block, two kills. Laura Lowry, two service points. Emma Benton, four service points, two ace serves, one ace block, six kills. 11 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves for Grand Island Central Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Mesbarger, two service points and a kill. Kylie Teal had a kill. Morgan Studi, two service points and a kill. Whitney Colling had the last five service points. Maddie Squires, three kills. Callie Oprick, four kills. Anna Squires, a service point and seven kills. Atlee Prasoski, three service points. Paige Herbert, a service point and three kills. Kearney Catholic, 20 kills. No ace blocks and no ace serves. They win the set 25-22. And the teams really didn't take any time in between. So we're ready to go here for the second set. Prasoski to serve it away. And here comes Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll go to Darren Wilman. Barely picked up. And they go to Squires. Squires is then blocked by Wilman. And Wilman will get the point for GICC. So the Crusaders, who fell behind 4-0 and 8-2 in game one, only to take an 18-15 lead, couldn't have it hold on. And now they get off to the quick start here with Madison Liske to serve. Over to Studi. Here's Herbert. Ooh, short set. Oprah had to tip it, and it's blocked back at her by Webb. Stars get it to the outside. Maddie Squires off the block, dug out in the back row by Herbeck. Set outside. Benton, she'll drive it across, and Kearney Catholic can't keep it in play. Emma Benton with her seventh kill, and Central Catholic up 2-0 with Liske on the serve. So Central Catholic, after that first 10 points of the match, has played much better here. And the serve across. Prasoski sets outside. Here's Herbert from the front right, off the block, down and good. Page with her fourth kill. And when you look at the numbers, when you see Kearney Catholic had to earn 20 of their 25 points, Central Catholic, you could tell a lot of those errors came early. They weren't giving away a lot of points in that first set. Back to serve it away, Paige Herbert. Herbert, mini jump serve, handled there by Gehring. Set to the outside. Here's Benton front left, blocked up front by Oprich, but it went out of bounds. And Benton will get the kill, her eighth. Again, getting back to a little Major League Baseball. Oakland, a two-run home run in the first. The Royals, one in the first and two in the third. Now lead it 3-2 in the top of the fourth on the Breeze, 94.5 on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Serve is across here by Lowry. Set to the outside, and Teal will get a swing. She'll drive it down, and Kylie will have the kill. 3-2. Back over to Studi to serve it away here for the Stars. And Studi with a jump serve really took a good hack at that one, but it caught the tape and a service error. Back over to the Crusaders. It's 4-2. And again, a good crowd on hand, knowing this is one of the top matches they'll see, as Benton's jump serve hit the net and it falls over. Hit it just hard enough that it takes it over the front row and drops in front of the back row, and Benton with her third service ace. 5-2 Crusaders. Kearney Catholic had to come back to win game one, 25-22. Serve again, low line drive. Herbert overpass, slapped right back at him. Prasoski digs, but then Teal couldn't get squared to the net, and her swing put it into the tape. 6-2 GICC. Kearney Catholic 11-0 on the season. The Crusaders 11-4. In fact, they're 3-3 in their last six. Here's a middle attack out of Squires, and there's nobody there to stop that. Anna Squires with her team-high eighth. Benton for Central Catholic and Squires for Kearney Catholic, each with eight kills so far. And back to serve it away will be Michelle Messbarger. You're listening to high school volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Golka on serve received to Gehring. She slaps it across. Messbarger to Prasoski, middle to Anna Squires, over the single block, dug out close to the net, and it's blocked by Kearney Catholic's Kylie Teal because Emily Herbeck knew she was going to have to take the two ball over. The pass was too close to the net, and an ace block there for Teal. That is Kearney Catholic's first ace block of the match, and Messbarger to serve. Central Catholic, Lowry, back set, Wilman takes it across, the dig is made. Slide, Anna Squires. She'll cut it into the middle. Nice dig out there. Down low by Golka. Set across by Lowry. Stars try to go quick outside Teal. She's blocked. Punched right back at the Stars. Prasoski will take the swing. Good dig by Golka, but not enough. Her dig went short of the net. Central Catholic thought it was going to be in the net, and they'd play it out. And for Prasoski, her first kill. Eight different Stars with a kill in the match. Three in a row, Kearney Catholic, a chance to tie it here. They will with an ace serve. Michelle Messbarger with the first ace serve for the Stars, and it's 6-6 in game two. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-22. As we mentioned, more volleyball on Thursday from the Pleasanton Triangular. Elm Creek and Elwood will be over for matches beginning at 5. Here's the middle attack by Lauren Webb for the Crusaders. It's going to go deep and out of bounds, and a timeout. Grand Island Central Catholic, it's been a game of runs, and right now Kearney Catholic is on one, scoring five in a row. The Stars won the opener, coming from behind 21-17. They won it 25-22. And now after trailing 6-2, the Stars have taken a 7-6 lead in Game 2. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to high school volleyball as we also keep an eye on Major League Baseball. Lorenzo Cain's double and Eric Hosmer's single allowed the Royals to score twice in the third, and they lead Oakland 3-2 in the fourth. As we come back to action, Grand Island Central Catholic will be on the offense. They get it to the outside, rolled across by Herbeck. Here's the set by Prasoski. Up front, a tip down for the kill. Anna Squires, number 9, and Kearney Catholic now with 6 in a row. They've taken an 8-6 lead. Michelle Messbacher has been back there doing the damage from the service line. And she'll fire another one, and Benton didn't know what to do with it. It tied her up. It's going to be an ace serve. I think at the last second, Benton was going to let it go or maybe let her teammate take it, just open up a little late there. And the Stars will continue the run, 9-6. This one is taken into the back corner by Webb all the way up to the ceiling, but a high ceiling, no problem. And it's passed across here and maybe too deep, and it is by Herbeck. 10-6, Kearney Catholic. So the Stars out to the slow start. Now they're making the run. And another ace serve as it just dropped across. And another timeout will be called here by Grand Island Central Catholic. Michelle Messbarger has been on the line for both of these Crusader timeouts. So Coach Sharon Zavala trying to coach up her youngsters here, seeing if they can turn it around like they did in the opening set. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank, member FDIC in Game 2. Kearney Catholic leads it 11-6. The Stars are up one game to none here on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Back to action, and Central Catholic will set Gehring on the outside, and she'll put it down finally and the run here for Kearney Catholic. The Stars score 9 in a row, and now Lauren Webb to serve it for the Crusaders. Across to Messbarger, set outside Teal, into the tape, or blocked. Either way, it's a Central Catholic point. I think they're going to give a block to Darren Willman, so we will as well. Good thing about giving up a 9-0 run, Crusaders aren't out of it. It's 11-8. So Willman to serve. Looking for two in a row. Prasoski sets Anna Squire. She's been on fire, drives into the back corner, picked up by Lowry. Bump set, Gehring tips it across. Messbarger with the dig. Stars set Anna Squires in the middle. It's a little wide, so she adjusts to tip it, and that threw off the Central Catholic block. They couldn't get it clean, and Anna Squires with her 10th kill. Side out for Kearney Catholic. 12-8 is the score. Back to serve it away is Whitney Calling. Calling with a left-hand serve. Drills that knuckleball across for an ace. Whitney Calling. Stars had no ace serves in the opening game. They've got three here in game number two. As Calling gets ready to fire it away, leading it 13-8 into the net. Side out, Grand Island Central Catholic, 13-9. Back to serve it away will be Jennifer Sint. Good serve picked up by Messbarger. Back set. Anna Squires drops it down. Squires with her 11th kill. Prasoski's going to have to be careful. We'll note it here. That was almost a double hit. She really had the ball in her hands a long time on that set, or a carry, whichever one they would want to call as an official. Squires to serve it across. That's really kind of the first time I've seen that. Middle attack here by Central Catholic is going to be wide from Wilman. And now just after the Crusaders get a couple, the Stars go on another 4-1 run, 15-9. Anna Squires to serve. Stars were in trouble in game one, down 21-17, came back to win it 25-22. Here's a back row attack, Emma Benton, and right on the line in front of the Kearney Catholic bench for a Crusader kill. Benton's third kill of this game, ninth of the match, and more importantly, it gets her back into the front row. Gehring back to serve it away. 15-10 Stars. Serve across to Messbarger. Prasoski sets outside. Herbert off the double block. It's good. Paige Herbert with her fifth kill. 16-10 Stars. These are two solid volleyball teams. Don't let that Grand Island Central Catholic record fool you either. These gals are going to be just fine, even though the postseason will be rough. Some good competition. So will conference. Here's Benton on the outside. Big swing. Studi makes a great dig, set to the outside, Herbert from the 10-foot line, and she sends it well wide and out of bounds. That all came off the big swing by Benton. Side out, and into serve it away will be Madison Liske. Liske has 4 points from the service line over these two games. Knuckleball ties up calling. Studi dies. Can they pass it from 30 feet? Yes, they do. Across it comes. Free ball here, though. Benton from the 10-foot line takes something off of it. It's dug out there by Colling. To the outside, Herbert off the tip. Dug out back row, Gehring scrambling forth the Crusaders, passing it across free ball. Studi has it to Prasoski. Short set, left hand dumped down. Callie Oprek will get the kill. Her first of the game, her fifth of the match. 17-11, some other volleyball tonight. Hampton beat Fullerton 3-0. St. Cecilia over Heartland 2-0. Palmer over Shelton in straight sets. It was Twin Loop over Sandhill Stedford 2-0. And those are some of the area matchups. Service across. The pass is off the mark. The attack, though, Benton got it across. Good job. Passed across. Free ball here, though, for the Crusaders. Excuse me. They'll set the attack on the outside slide. Blocked up front by Shundoff. It's returned over. Free ball Stars. Dumped over by Prasoski, the setter. Taken right back over on a two-ball web, but it's out of bounds. So a lot of one-timers there, and it ends up being a Grand Island Central Catholic error, and Paige Herbert gets the point on serve, and the Stars now have a comfortable, it would seem, 18-11 lead in game two. Serve across to Gehring, set Benton front left. She'll come near side. Studi digs it, but it's going to be passed back out of bounds just over the net. And another kill for Emma Benton. She now has 10. Side out Crusaders. We go to the fifth. Royals 3, A's 2. And the American League wild card. Serve across Laura Lowry. Short set. Oprek is there, and she'll drive it down. Remember, Grand Island Central Catholic has already used both of their timeouts. So they're going to have to scrap back from this 7-point deficit on their own. And back to serve it away is Morgan Studi. And she hit the tape. It bounced up, came over, picked up there by Herbeck. Set to the outside of the attack. Benton returned over, apparently in bounds, to Herbeck. She'll take the swing at his deep. Good return there. Herbert shunned off over there, getting after that volleyball, and that's just a break. Probably Central Catholic earned the point, but a good bounce there for the Stars. Studi on the serve, and it's out of bounds. Deep. 20-13, you're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, and Benton now to serve it away for Central Catholic. Her serve at Herbert, stays right there, to the outside, Shundoff, takes it off the block, and good. Courtney with the kill. 9 different Stars have registered a kill. It's almost unheard of. And Michelle Messbarger to serve it away. 21-13. Stars trying to go up 2-0. Short set middle, big swing across, and we have got a net violation on the Stars. Don't think it was going to matter. Lauren Webb, I'm going to notch her down for a kill because that looked like the point had ended. So a side out here, and Webb will go back and serve it away for the Crusaders. Across to Mess Barker, stays in the middle of the floor, bumps that outside. Anna Squires has to tip it across, tied up Gehring, and has to be passed over. Free ball here for the Stars. Short set, Anna Squires over the double block. Overpass return, free ball, Squires. Dug out again on a nice play there by Lowry, and Central Catholic will knock it over. Again, the Stars try to go quick. Shundoff on the front left is on the back line, just barely. And Courtney with her second kill. 22-14 Stars calling in to serve. Friday night football. We've got some good ones for you, including both Kearney High and Kearney Catholic. An early 4 o'clock pregame kickoff at 4:30 from Seacrest Field here on Classic Hits. Kearney at Lincoln East Friday. Kearney Catholic at Central City on ESPN 1460 Friday. Here's a slide. Squires and Anna will put it down. That's a dozen match-high kills for Anna Squires. 23-14 Stars. And again, remember, they were down 6-2. So they have really turned things around here in game number two. And the serve. Picked up back middle by Benton. Good pass. Outside, they're going to get the kill. Central Catholic and Darren Wilman. That's her first of the match. And as we've said, 9 different Stars with a kill. With that, that is the 4th player to get a kill for GICC. And Alyssa Nowicki is going to come in and serve. With the Crusaders down 23-15 in game 2. And a good serve into the far corner to Studi. Here's the set middle. Squires hit the tape. Overpass back by the Crusaders. Prosaski sets outside Herbert. Off the double block. Golka with the dig. Run down there by Nowicki and passed across by Lowry. Here is the short set. Anna Squires mistimed it, but still tipped it down. Couldn't get the big swing, but Anna at 5'11 at least able to renegotiate where it was heading. And it's game point for Kearney Catholic, and Anna Squires will serve 24-15 for a 2-0 lead here tonight in the best of 5. Service down the middle to Benton. Here's the set to the outside. Gehring on the swing. Dugout Messbarger back row. Bump set for a back row attack. Anna Squires. It's overpassed above the net. Returned by Oprek. And a free ball here. Middle attack Wilman. Dugout by Colling. Good point here. Dumped over by Prasoski. Benton with the dig. Herbeck sets it up for Gehring. She'll slap it over. Trouble for the Stars, but they do get a set to Herbert. She will be wide on the attack and will play on in game 2. Back to serve it away, Emily Herbeck. No, Herbeck will just get the ball and give it to Sadie Gehring. So this is the number 1 service rotation for the Crusaders. Let's see if they can get something going here before game 3. Ace! Messbarger opened up too late that time, and it bounced off of Colling and out of bounds. Sadie with her first ace serve. Game point number 2 for the Stars. And this one Colling takes. Set in the middle, Oprek. She'll put it down, and that's the end of game number 2. Kearney Catholic, after trailing 6-2, went on a 9-0 run and never looked back. Stars 25, Crusaders 17. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-22 after being down 21-17. So the Crusaders have had a couple of leads, just haven't been able to hold on to them. We'll be back with the stats from game 2 right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers from game 2 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Sadie Gehring had an ace serve. Madison Liske had 1 service point. Lauren Webb had a kill. Emma Benton, 2 service points. 1 was an ace and 4 kills. Darren Wilman had a service point, 2 ace blocks and 1 kill. That's it. Crusaders, 6 kills, 2 ace blocks, 2 ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbacher had 8 service points. 2 of them were aces. Kylie Teal had an ace block and a kill. Morgan Studi had a service point. Whitney Colling, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Courtney Shundoff, 2 kills. Callie Oprick, 3 kills. Anna Squires had a service point and 6 kills. Allie Persosky had a kill. And Paige Herbert, a service point and 2 kills. 15 kills, 1 ace block, 3 ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes game 2, 25-17, after winning the opener 25-22. And we'll head to the third set between Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Game 3 is underway with the serve, Central Catholic, and they're going to get a kill to start things off here from Emma Benton. And that will be 11 in this match for Emma Benton. And that leads the Crusaders. Sadie Gehring on the serve. Set to the outside, Herbert on the angle. She'll return the favor and get the kill, her 6th, 1-1. Kearney Catholic is led by Anna Squires, who had 13 kills, 7 for Callie Oprick, and that's the 6th for Paige Herbert. After the 11 from Benton, nobody else has more than 3. That's Sadie Gehring and Lauren Webb. Allie Persosky now to serve it away here for the Stars. And across it comes. Back set right side. They'll go to Wilman. She'll drive it to the middle. Studi with the dig. Colling with a bump set for Maddie Squire. She's blocked. Comes right back at her with a one arm up. Studi with the swing out of the back row. Got the line. Studi with the kill. The lines judge started to call it out, but then changed his mind and I think made the right call there. 2-1 Kearney Catholic. And Allie Persosky to serve. Across it comes, overpass, right back at Oprick. They'll set outside. Herbert rolls it off the block. Nice dig by Golka, but an overpass, and Maddie Squires will terminate. Maddie Squires just waiting around that net for her 4th kill. Or they call her in the net. No, they're going to say in the net, 2-2, so Central Catholic will serve it. And across it comes. The Stars will go to Herbert, and she'll get the kill. So right back over to Kearney Catholic. Again, watching Major League Baseball, keeping you up to date on the Royals and the A's. Bottom of the 5th, Kansas City with the lead, 3-2 over Oakland. Airing on ESPN, 1460, 1550, and the Breeze, 94.5. Serves across, set to the outside, Emma Benton around the double block. Nice dig by Herbert. Stars just about got in the net, but Shundoff kept it out of there. Free ball here, Crusaders. They'll go middle. Lauren Webb blocked. A battle of the nines. As Anna Squires will record the ace block for Kearney Catholic. And it is 4-2. Back to serve it away will be Paige Herbert. Herbert's serve is handled. Set to the outside. Benton blocked up front. Oprick, good dig that time, though, by the center, Lowry, and they're able to punch it across. Maddie Squires on a 2-ball is dug out by Golka. Another set to Benton. Took something off of it. Stars pass it into the net, and they're in the net. Yeah, they got to call that. Stars right in front of the up official. He couldn't see it. Down official gets it, and a violation gives the point to Central Catholic. Laura Lowry to serve it away. Takes a little extra time. Fires it over. The Stars will get a high bump set to Shundoff. She'll take it off the block, and good. Courtney playing well here tonight in her opportunities. Squires in, Oprick out. That means Studi is back there serving it away for Kearney Catholic. And across it comes for an ace. That jump serve, first ace of the night for Morgan Studi. And it's Kearney Catholic, 6-3. Crusaders need to get something going here. They've been a little in a funk after that early lead in the second. Now they're down 2-0 and 6-3. Lowry sets outside Benton. That will get him a point. Emma Benton had a wide open look for her 12th kill. As we said, both teams competing in C1. And looking at the postseason, that's always what's interesting. What does the road to Lincoln have in front of you when these teams are in the same district, as Benton's serve is deep and out of bounds? You look at the teams like a Gothenburg, a Minden, a Grand Island Central Catholic, even a St. Paul, they've all been rated. But this year, it doesn't look like any of those teams, unless they make a heck of a run at the end, are going to be in the wild card discussion. They've all got four or more losses so far. Here's a slide. Anna Squires cuts it down and good. Kearney Catholic 7-4. That is the 14th kill for Anna. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they'll play at Grand Island Senior High with Adams Central, Central City, St. Paul, and Wood River in their sub-district. As the serve comes across to Gehring, here's a short set driven across that time by Webb. Kearney Catholic's able to pick it up, and it's going to be set across by Prasoski. Digging it out there will be Lowry and returned over. Stars set on the slide right side. Anna Squires tips it over the double block. A good pancake pickup overpass. Squires with the swat again is picked up by the Crusaders. And the outside, Gehring down and good. What a run there by the Crusaders. I think about all of them were on the floor at one point, and they are able to get up and win the point with the fourth kill for Gehring. And Lauren Webb to serve. The other side of that sub-district, or other side of the district, will be at Kearney High School, Kearney Catholic, Minden, Gothenburg, and Cozad. Here's the set. Shundoff on the right side. Takes it cross court. Picked up there by Laura Lowry. Bump set back row. And across it comes. Trouble for the Stars. Messbarger is able to dig it out. Herbert takes a chance out of the back row. Drives it over to Webb. And miscommunication. The ball falls. A cheap one there for the Stars. As Central Catholic should have had control of the point and watched it fall in betwixt them. 9-5. Kearney Catholic. And Whitney Calling will serve it away. Back right at her. Tipped over by Prasoski. Here's Lowry to Gehring. Close to the net. Rolls it off the double block. Anna Squires finds it. Gets it out to Herbert on the angle. Dug out by Benton. Here's the back set to the lefty. Herbeck blocked. Right back over to Willman. Set to the outside. Gehring spins it off the tape. And a break for the Crusaders. And they needed one. Sadie with her fifth kill. Side out. Crusaders. Kearney Catholic won the first two sets. 25-22, 25-17. Trailed in them both. But they got out to a little quicker start here. 9-6 Stars. And ready to serve it is Jenny Sint, but out of bounds a little deep. Haven't had a lot of service errors here. And for two teams that like to serve aggressive, the coaches have to be pleased that they are serving aggressive without a lot of errors. Maybe Central Catholic, I'm sure Coach Zavala might say we need him to serve even more aggressive. That's usually what happens. Benton on a back row attack. Dug out by Squires. That almost hit the ceiling. Herbert ends up tapping it across. One arm up by Gehring. Good placement. Golka had to run it down. Free ball back over to the Stars. Here's Prasoski sliding. Oprek right side. Down and good. Cali, first kill of the set. Eighth of the match. 11-6. Kearney Catholic. Neither team has burned a timeout yet. Anna Squires on the serve. Don't forget, whenever the match ends, the New West Sports and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. And an ace serve, or will they save it? No, it's an ace serve. And Kearney Catholic now in control, and Grand Island Central Catholic will burn the timeout after Anna Squires' first ace serve. Stars are up 2-0 and lead the Crusaders 12-6 in Game 3. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors bringing you top-level volleyball tonight out of the Central Catholic timeout. Anna Squires goes way back in the corner. Herbeck able to play it back row. It's attacked by Benton. Stars go up front to Herbert, and she'll terminate. Page with four kills in the set, nine of the match. And the Stars have went on a 6-1 run and are now up 13-6. And Esquires looking for 4-0. Over to Benton. Lowry with a bump set. Gehring. Gehring around the double block. Down and good. And that'll be her sixth kill. Side out Crusaders. Again, Central Catholic will have a week off before hosting Adams Central next Tuesday, and then it's off to the Centennial Conference Tournament. It's a busy week for the Stars, as we'll talk about in a moment. Herbert at the net, so close that she had to tip it, then is blocked and into the net. Called on Herbert anyway, but I don't think that was going to matter. We're going to give the block there to Laura Lowry, teaming up with Willman. Point Central Catholic, and Gehring on the serve. Colling plays it back middle, set to Oprich in the middle. She's blocked up there by Willman. Stars with the dig. Back row attack by Studi is deep and out of bounds. Three in a row for the Crusaders. Sadie Gehring. For Grand Island, or for Kearney Catholic, after tonight, they play Thursday against Ord at the Donovan Trumbull Triangular against the Cardinals, and then to Columbus for a tournament Saturday. Here's the attack by the back row, Whitney Colling, and she'll put it away. Whitney with her first kill. 14-9. Stars, Allie Prasoski to serve. That is the 10th different Kearney Catholic player with a kill. Serve into the back middle, handled there by Herbeck. Stays in the back row, passed across by Benton. Trouble for the Stars. Prasoski at the net is able to pop it up. Oprich took a swing and hit the tape. Central Catholic picks it up and goes to Benton, and Benton will finish. Number 13 for Emma. Kearney Catholic 25-22, 25-17, and now they lead it 14-10, but the Crusaders have scored four of the last five, trying to crawl back into it here as they have been hanging around all night. Madison Liske right down the middle of the studio, then the Stars dump it into the net. I don't know if Prasoski lost where she was or if she was trying to take a two ball over, but an error that time, and a Liske point. The Crusaders within three. Knuckleball over to Studi. Prasoski from the middle of the floor sets it out to Kylie Teal, who's in. Stays in the front row here, set to Benton. Benton, oh, she's blocked. Just when it looked like she was going to hammer one down and keep the momentum going, Callie Oprich steps up and gets the ace block for Kearney Catholic. Two in the set here for the Stars after having just won the entire match. And Paige Herbert's going to come out, and for the first time tonight, McKenna Butler is going to get a chance to check in and serve the volleyball away here for the Stars. And the senior Butler floats it across to Golka. Lowry sets Benton from off the net over the double block. Nice dig by Butler in the back row. And they'll pass it to Studi. She'll roll it across. Overpass by the Crusaders. Free ball. Shundoff rattles it off the block and will get the kill. No, they're going to say she followed through into the net. It would have been a kill, but a net violation on the Stars. Point Crusaders. And Laura Lowry to serve it away. Then we had a late start, but the varsity match moving along at a pretty good pace. Haven't had a ton of long points, and there is a deep serve out of bounds. That is the second service error of the set here for Kearney Catholic, or to Kearney Catholic from the Crusaders. And back to serve it away is Studi. Studi fires it across. Dug out in the back row. Here's Benton with a good run at it. She'll drive it across. Butler digs, but it's an overpass, and the free ball swing by Lauren Webb will rattle off Anna Squires' block attempt. Doubted good. Fourth kill from Webb, but she'll have to thank Emma Benton for that one. It was her powerful swing that got her the free ball. And now Benton goes back to serve it away. Benton right down the middle to Butler. Here's the set to the outside. Shundoff off the single block. Dug out by Golka. Bump set Gehring. She decides to just roll it over. Stars will slide. Oh, a little miscommunication. Teal tips it across. Sent right back at him. Out of system for the Stars. So Teal will take a two ball over. Picked up by Golka. Set to the right side with a left-hander. Herbeck down it. Good. Emily finally gets her first kill. They just don't utilize her, at least haven't tonight very much. And she's dangerous when you got that lefty up there. Sometimes you just forget. And back to serve, Benton again. Emma's waiting for the whistle, and finally it comes, the serve, as Herbert re-enters defensively here. Middle attack, Anna Squires, good one arm up to keep it alive there by Lowry. Benton on the attack, down and good. Defense to offense on that one for the Crusaders, and they have pulled within one. They were down 13-6. They are on a 9-3 run. And Benton continues the serve. Couple of hops and fires that one for an ace. We're tied. Coach Chris Connor smiles and calls the timeout. So Grand Island Central Catholic not going to fold up the tent. Benton with her fourth ace of the night. The Stars have won the first two sets, but the Crusaders have come from seven down to tie it at 16 in set three. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Always a pleasure to have you along with us for high school sports on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are in the third set, tied at 16. Four in a row by the Crusaders to get it there, and Emma Benton still on the serve after the Stars' timeout. They'll go to Shundoff, block, but out of bounds. Courtney Shundoff with her fourth kill, and the Stars do not relinquish the lead. 17-16. And ready to serve it away will be Michelle Messbarger. Down the middle to Gehring. Set it to Sadie. Close to the net. She'll try and throw it into that back corner. Messbarger is able to play it up. Shundoff tips it into the double block. Back over to the Stars. Herbert sets, but Shundoff can't get adjusted to take a big swing, so she'll take it across on the set. And then miscommunication. A free ball comes back over to the Stars. They'll go to Squire. She'll terminate Anna with her match-high 15th kill. 18-16, Kearney Catholic. Update from Kauffman Stadium. James Shields has been pulled from the game after getting into some trouble here in the sixth, and Jordano Ventura is on. Two on, nobody out for the A's in the sixth. The Royals lead it 3-2 in the AL wild card. Back to action. Shundoff on the swing. Finds the opening. Golka all by herself back there. Got a fingertip on it, but not enough to keep it alive. And a timeout will be called here by Coach Sharon Zavala. So after the Stars took a timeout, they got three in a row. Now the Crusaders will call their final timeout. Kearney Catholic 19, Grand Island Central Catholic 16. And we are back after this timeout.
Come to B&B Carpet for the Mohawks anniversary sale happening now. We have selected carpet styles at 50% off. These are carpets that have been introduced just for Mohawk Floorscape stores for the customers that know value and enjoy customer service. What a time for great flooring and savings. Visit the family of B&B and Donovan for Mohawk's anniversary sale going on now.
Bad news from Kansas City if you're a Royals fan. Jordano Ventura just gave up a three-run home run. It's 5-3 A's in the sixth. Back to action here, and an attack for Herbeck is down and good. Emily with her second kill, both of this set. And out of that Central Catholic timeout, they're able to get the ball back. 19-17, Kearney Catholic. And it's Lauren Webb to serve it away. Webb fires it down the middle, handled there by Studi. To the right side, they'll get it to Shundoff. And we have got a net violation for Central Catholic. Boy, we haven't had many of those at all tonight, and that was from an attack off the net. Point Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, whenever the match is done, if it's here in three sets or if it goes to four or five, we'll finish it up with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Whitney Calling, who served five in a row to end game one, will serve here. Stars get it right back. Anna Squires rattles it off the double block, and it's good. 16 for Anna, 21-17 Kearney Catholic. And trouble now for the Crusaders. They're out of timeouts, and now they're down by four. They were down seven and tied it, but now they're running out of time. Set in the middle, Wilman takes it over the double block and over everybody. It's good. Everybody kind of come out of their seat there because they thought it was going to go long, but it was well in. Second kill for Wilman, and a big point there for the Crusaders. And back to serve it away will be Herbeck. Stars have three back defensively. And Herbig makes sure she gets it in right in the middle to Messbarger. High set, Herbert front left. Angle beautiful, down and good. 5 kills in the set, 10 in the match for Paige Herbert. And Anna Squires now to serve it away for the Stars. 22-18, Kearney Catholic trying to remain unbeaten. Serve. Down the middle it goes, picked up there by Benton. They're going to go back row attack with Emma. She's one rotation away from coming back in. Overpass by the Stars and a free ball tipped down by Willman. Darren with 2 kills here in short time. Side out. Sadie Gehring, that brings Benton back into the front row. So Central Catholic definitely has a shot here. And the serve. Down the middle, picked up by Colling. Slide middle, Oprich rattles it off the tape, but it helped her for the kill. Number 9 for Callie Oprich. 23-19, Kearney Catholic. Allie Prasoski to serve, and Kylie Teal will re-enter the game. Prasoski trying to get us to match point. Mishandled, it's an ace. 24-19, and it is match point. Kearney Catholic. Prasoski to serve to go to 12-0. And the serve. Right down the line to Benton. Close to the net. Tipped across by Lowry. Stars will go Prasoski. Bump set. Kylie Teal from the front right drives it over. Not a lot on it. Benton gets a swing. She's blocked and that's it. Oprich is there. Callie Oprich with her second ace block. And Kearney Catholic will win the match in straight sets tonight. But not without a little competition here from the always powerful Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. The Crusaders were up 21-17 in the first set, couldn't finish. Jumped out to a 6-2 lead in the second set, let that get away from them. And here they were down 13-6, ended up tying it at 16. But after that, a 9-3 run to end it for Kearney Catholic. And they win it 25-22, 25-17, and 25-19. We will be back to Cope Gymnasium with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meats, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest variety at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic gets a battle tonight, as they always do, whether they're on the winning or losing side over the last 15 years with GICC. And tonight they win it in straight sets. And we're joined now by the head coach, Chris Connor. And, Coach, I know when you are an undefeated volleyball team, you want to be tested from time to time. And then when you're tested, sometimes you get worried from time to time. So Central Catholic really had you in the first set down 21-17, one of the few times your team has been in any trouble this year.
Yeah, they did a great job coming out and served really aggressive, and we probably took some shots or took some passes that we should have let go. I think they probably would have sailed out, but our serve-receive struggled in that first set, and so it was hard to get any type of offense really going. I guess the luck didn't last, though. I mean, it's hard to serve that end zone when you're going that aggressive, and so I thought that, the last two sets then, there are a lot of misserves.
You call the timeout in that run there, and the girls do respond from the 21-17 deficit and didn't even have to go extra points to do it. What was the difference besides just passing the ball maybe better?
Part of it was we tried to adjust the block a little bit on Benton. She's a great hitter. She's got a lot of power, and she plays as well. Smart player. And part of it was that we tried to, in our backcourt defense, tried to play a little deeper on her, and I think it probably just – I don't know if we got us out of sync. We just didn't adjust very well, so we moved back into our normal defense, and that seemed to kind of turn things around.
Second set, Central Catholic doesn't pout. They come right out and get the lead on you quickly, 6-2, and then Michelle goes back there and continues to serve strong and helps your offense out, and you get it turned around quickly.
Yeah, Michelle's, you know, this is really the first year she's seen a lot of varsity action. She's such a smooth player. You know, she's smooth on the tennis court, but in the backcourt for us, I mean, she just makes a lot of things that – a lot of things happen that people don't see, and she's got kind of a tennis-looking serve, but, you know, it's nice not to be just like everybody else either and have something that's a little different, and so it's kind of a hard start serve receive, and she usually gets us going with a few points every time she gets back there.
The third set kind of reminded me of what I saw over at Centura a little bit. You got the nice lead. It looks like this thing's going to be over, and you can't fault the girls. They're sweeping everybody so far this year. But Central Catholic, one more time, got Benton in the front row and got back into the game.
Yeah, she makes things happen. And I kept asking Morgan, I said, how is she getting through that block? I mean, it's a pretty good block over there. You know, Maddie Squires and Callie Oprick was over there, and it's a pretty big one there on it. And a lot of times they were, whether it was mistiming, she's got a fast arm swing, and she was hitting over our block half the time. So, we just have to do a little better job of timing it probably overplaying a little bit more of our tendencies.
Is that what it came down to in the third set? Because only one ace block in the first two, and then you had two of them there, including the final point from Oprah.
Yeah, we cheated in the third set. I'm like, geez, this is bad, and she's killing us. So we tried to move our middles over a little bit and overplay her and try to stop her because, she was definitely the one that was leading them.
Chris Connor with us, Kearney Catholic volleyball coach, for another minute here on the postgame show. 10 different players. Sometimes it's hard to get 10 players in a match. 10 different players had at least one kill for you here today. I know that makes everybody happy to be able to contribute, but I'm not asking how you keep everybody happy. How do that many people get a chance to touch the volleyball to get a kill?
Practices are great. I mean, you know, we can split up. A lot of times we don't even put the starters together. I mean, it's just even, we just say even teams, and there's no arguing about who gets who. I mean, it's a battle in practice. So, I mean, I'm surprised actually we didn't have maybe another player or two. And there's a couple players that I would have liked to have gotten in tonight, and it's tough because we just have a lot of kids that we think deserve to be on the court. So that's great. It's great for Allie that she can spread the ball around. I know Shay was back and she was watching the other day. And she goes, man, she goes, outsider from last year is wishing, I wish I had these guys this year because, you know, they've really gotten a sense of timing and, you know, the reps over the summer has helped. And so they've improved a lot.
Well, I had Anna for 16 kills tonight, one of her better nights. How would you describe her play?
Yeah, she was solid. I mean, and even when she mistimed a ball or, you know, and it wasn't necessarily her fault, between her and Allie just having a good connection, she's got arms that go on forever. And so, you know, even if she was early, she's still able to hang and throw that ball and still have some control and got a lot of kills off just some mistimed hits too.
Busy week for you. Ord and Donovan Trumbull at the Donovan Try on Thursday. Ord still is rated. Donovan with a Division I player. And then you go to Columbus on Saturday. Tell me a little bit about the rest of your week.
Yeah, the kids are looking forward to it. We've had, you know, just usually two matches a week. So now we'll have six. And on Saturday, we'll go to Columbus, and we have Columbus High first round at 9 o'clock. And there will be SCOTUS. We have Lakeview there. There's Blair, Seward. So it'll be a good tournament. We're looking forward to it.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to it, and we'll see you again soon. Conference right around the corner.
Coming up.
Chris Connor, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New West Postgame Show after this.
Gifts, flowers, greeting cards, balloons. Roses for You is your one source for special gifts for special occasions and special people. Chocolate fountains, wedding decorations, party supplies, meeting and event decor. Roses for You is your one source for helping your event run smoothly, leaving you more time to enjoy it. Call Roses for You for floral and gift deliveries throughout the Tri-Cities. Call Roses for You for your next event. Call Roses for You, South Locust, Grand Island, and at rosesforyou.com.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's run down the stats that we had for our final matchup tonight that Kearney Catholic wins in straight sets over GICC. And we'll start with that third set. Central Catholic played a pretty solid third set. But Kearney Catholic just had a few more points on him. For Central Catholic, Sadie Gehring, three service points and three kills. Madison Liske had one service point. Emily Herbick had two kills. Lauren Webb had one kill. Laura Lowry had an ace block. Emma Benton had three service points. One was an ace, four kills. And Darren Willman had two kills here in the final set. 12 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve in the third set for Grand Island Central Catholic. For Kearney Catholic in that final set, let's go to Morgan Studi. Had a couple of service points. One was an ace, one kill. Whitney Colling had a service point and a kill. Maddie Squires had a kill waved off by a net violation. Courtney Shundoff, three kills. Callie Oprick had two kills. Anna Squires, three kills. And Paige Herbert stepped up with five kills there in that third set. So if I add them all up here correctly, that would be 13, 14 kills in the third set for Kearney Catholic, three ace blocks, and they were able to pick up one ace serve as they win it 25 to 19. And as always, joining us, the head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, Sharon Zavala. And Sharon, I guess you, I always have to chuckle because right now the rivalry has switched. Kearney Catholic could never beat you, and right now they have the upper hand, so you know what this is like. You pushed Kearney Catholic tonight, but didn't get the win, didn't win a set, so I know there's going to be disappointment, but the kids still had very good spurts. So where do you put your team at right now?
Well, we just got beat with more hitters. I mean, Kearney Catholic had a lot more go-to hitters. They did a nice job spreading it around, and they just keep attacking the ball, and they just attack you. So, you know, we kind of switched our defense last night. We're going to a different defense, and I think the kids are still getting used to it. But I also feel like if we wouldn't have changed the defense, we might have gotten beat a lot worse. I thought it was good for us. I mean, we had times when we looked really good. We had times that I felt like whenever it came something to the net, we got beat. They jumped over us. They managed to win the net, you know, all the nets.
From your perspective, you got the lead at 21-17 there in the first game. What turned it around? Obviously, you win that. There's a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
You don't, even though the kids came out good in game two, it changes things. What happened in the last few points?
Well, the last few points, Kearney Catholic, they just got on a roll, a serving roll, and their hitters found their hitters, and we just couldn't stop them.
You mentioned the attackers, 10 different kids for Kearney Catholic have a kill. How hard is it for, it seems like everybody now can key on Emma Benton, even though Sadie's up there and even though you've got other hitters, they just try so hard to shut her down, and she's still getting her double-digit kills.
Well, and they have to. I mean, Emma is an outstanding hitter, and no matter what team she'd play on, she'd be the go-to girl. She's just that good. Right now, we got to do a better job of getting to the block. We had a lot of missed blocks. You know, it hits our hands and falls away from us. Some of it is Kearney Catholic is jumping a little bit higher. They've got a little more height. They're jumping a little higher than we are. And, you know, we are who we are. So,
Sharon, you played some really good competition, getting to see some different faces. They may be you've opened it up. You're playing D schools. You're playing B schools. You've always done that, but it doesn't matter anymore. You're finding who you can play, and now you've got a week off, and then it's into the conference tournament.
Right.
You've got one match next week and then conference tournament, so you got a chance to work on the defense.
We kind of do need a breather. We've gone from Gothenburg to O'Neill to Concordia to Holdridge. We have just been all over the state the last 2 weeks. This seemed like a very, you know, like right in our backyard, you know, compared to where we've been traveling. We're having a hard time finding teams around our area though to play us. So, I mean, it's Kearney Catholic's going to get in the same boat.
Sharon, throwing out St. Cecilia, throwing out Kearney Catholic, just for my personal, you saw Concordia. Who else is going to be really, really good when we get down to state? Who's really stepped up and you said, man, this team's going to be tough to beat for anybody?
Well, I haven't seen some of the, like the Staten and some of these teams that have a really strong teams this year. But I would say Concordia has the best hitter in Class C1 with Wiki, but the rest of the team is not going to match what Kearney Catholic has. So I would put Kearney Catholic ahead of Concordia.
All right, Coach, we will see you soon. Best of luck in the conference tournament, and keep improving.
And you know, SCOTUS is right in there, too. They really are.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, when I got up the next morning, read the article in the Independent, first, when I got back to the studio, looked at the score and went 18-16 in the fifth. You just shake your head. And personally, I want to say congratulations on the 900th win.
Thank you.
And I know there's many more to come, but keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sharon. Sharon Zavala, head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic. They come out on the short end tonight. We have the final stats overall for our three sets to pass along to you here in just a moment. And for the folks that are heading home tonight, I did want to make mention of this because tomorrow in Grand Island will be the funeral for Brad Fosberg. And if you've been reading the Independent, of course, if you're from Grand Island, he is one of the folks that you could call Mr. GI, gone too soon from cancer at 51. One of the things about it is people knew that. People could tell him how much they cared for him and congratulate him and thank him for all the things that he had done. And I know tomorrow the services will be packed over in Grand Island. So we want to send our condolences out to the Fosberg family as well, and know that there is another sports broadcaster up in heaven to call the really big games. When we come back, the final stats and a wrap-up here on Classic Hits.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesiotaping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. A 5-run sixth inning powered by a 3-run home run has given Oakland a 7-3 lead over Kansas City in the American League wildcard game, which is currently airing on ESPN 1460, 1550, and The Breeze 94.5. Here are the final stats that we had for tonight's match for Grand Island Central Catholic. Jenny Sint, 1 service point. Sadie Gehring, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 6 kills. Madison Liskey had 5 service points. Emily Herbeck, 2 kills. Lauren Webb, an ace block, 4 kills. Laura Lowry, 2 service points and an ace block. Emma Benton led the team once again with 9 service points, 4 of them aces. She had an ace block and 14 kills. And Darren Wilbon, a service point, 2 ace blocks, and I had her for 3 kills. So overall tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic, 29 kills, 5 ace blocks, 5A serves. The Crusaders will fall to 11-5. They'll be back in action at home 1 week from tonight, hosting Adams Central on Tuesday the 7th, and then the Centennial Conference Tournament begins next Thursday the 9th. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had 10 service points tonight, and if I marked it down right, that's the most of anybody on the team. Two of them were aces, one kill. Kylie Teal had an ace block and two kills. Morgan Studi had 5 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Whitney Colling had 8 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Maddie Squires, 3 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 5 kills. Callie Oprick, 2 ace blocks, 9 kills. Anna Squires, 5 service points. One was an ace block, and a match-high 16 kills. Allie Prasoski, 6 service points. One was an ace and 1 kill from the setter. And Paige Herbert, 3 service points and 10 kills tonight for Kearney Catholic, who really for most of the night were on their game. 49 kills, 4 ace blocks, 4 ace serves, as the Stars remain unbeaten at 12-0 with a 25-22, 25-17, 25-19 victory over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Stars travel to Donovan, as Donovan Trumbull will host Kearney Catholic in Ord in a triangular Thursday. Then it's off to Columbus for a big-time tournament on Saturday. Again, Thursday, more high school volleyball here on Classic Hits from the Fort Kearney Conference. Pleasanton will host Elwood and Elm Creek in a triangular, getting underway at 5 o'clock. And then on Friday, high school football, we will have Kearney High at Lincoln East at 4, kickoff 4:30, and that'll be followed by Sutton, Donovan, Trumbull at 7. Kearney Catholic at Central City will be on ESPN Radio. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Dudas, saying you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Check out the AL wildcard. Again, the Royals trailing 7-3 now in the bottom of the sixth after the A's scored 5 at the top of the sixth on the Breeze, 94.5. This is Doug Dudas saying thanks again for joining us. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.